It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, that's Leanne Womack there. I hope you dance. Millway Credit Union is the sponsor of the morning show. They are stronger, smarter, sensible. This is John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today comes from Nashville, Arkansas. Dr. Andy Reeves Green is with us. And got the rehab therapy and fitness clinic going on up there in Nashville.
Right.
And you've got a huge event going on Halloween, October 31st, which is, of course, on a Saturday. Tell us about the Harvest Fest.
Yeah, so Harvest Fest is October 31st. Halloween falls on a Saturday this year, so tons of fun.
Yeah.
We're not letting COVID ruin our fun. So this is a benefit to help raise money for cystic fibrosis, which is a lung kind of multi-organ disease.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend's little girl has it, so she's going to be our guest of honor. It's going to be awesome. On that day, we'll have a cornhole tournament, a craft fair, a boutique fair that's free to enter, a community walk, and the best thing is a chili cook-off.
Absolutely.
It sure is.
Yeah. That is a great thing.
So, it'll be $5 to enter the chili cook-off to taste all the chili that you want.
So, for $5, you can eat as much chili as you can stand.
And do you have judges yet?
Well, this is how we're judging.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
So, the people who pay the $5 to try it will get three tickets.
Okay. Oh, I like that theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, on each table, they'll put their favorite ticket into the jar.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
chili cook-off. Contest. And you also, I see, I got a cheat sheet in front of me. Costume contest for the kiddos who dress up.
Yes. We're also having trick-or-treat booths, so they'll be walking around trick-or-treating, kind of like a trick-or-treat trail that you see these days. And then a costume contest at 3:30 that afternoon from 0 to 18. There's multiple age groups and multiple prizes that are going to be won.
Wow.
Good.
This sounds like a whole afternoon of family fun. All
really
we have to do is get the weather to cooperate.
It will.
And be nice and sunny and crisp. I think
cool.
It will be.
Cool. It can be a little cool.
I think it'll be all right. As long as it's not just...
Right.
As long as it's not hot, which I don't think it will be, or raining, which we don't think it'll be.
Shh. Yeah, don't do this.
I told you we're heading into a dry period.
Right.
So I think it'll be all right. But it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, where is this located? It's behind your clinic. You said you got 4 acres behind there?
Yeah, at 500 Musgrave in Nashville, Arkansas. We're up on a hill back off the main road a little bit, and we got about 4 flat acres grassy. It's going to be a good time. Plenty of parking and plenty of space so that we can social distance and make everybody happy in between booth so that we're not too crowded.
If they wanted to call you and get more details, what number should they call?
Yeah, you can call me at 870-845-5600 any time of the day. And also, we have a Facebook page, so Rehab Specialist Therapy and Fitness Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I post on there. There's an event on there already made, so we're always checking that as well.
Cool. And you said you're giving people till about the 28th if they want to have a booth or if they're going to have a chili in the contest, right?
Correct. The 28th, just so I can go ahead and organize everything, make sure we have plenty of space.
Mm-hmm.
We have some volunteers, Costock Community College basketball team. Both the girls and boys will be helping park, helping unload.
Oh, nice.
Tons of volunteers to help with all this community fundraiser that we're having. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
And plenty of room, 4 acres, plenty of room. So don't be afraid to get a booth going there or be a chili cooker and bring your chili out to get it judged or whatever and just have a good time. And putting it all together, it sounds like you've got a lot of neat events. We're going to get you to hang around. We're going to talk more about what's going on up there with the Rehab Therapy and Fitness Center and more. And speaking of more of the best and the most country is coming up next right here on The Pig on a Friday morning with John, Anna, and friends. George Strait. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? Well, every once in a while.
Quite often.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
I've only been to Fort
cool
Worth.
Cool downtown.
You know, I've only been to Fort Worth a couple of times in my entire life. I've been to Dallas numerous times, Arlington, but to make that extra drive over to Fort Worth, I've only been there a couple of times.
Oh, you need to go to Stockyards.
I've been there.
All right. Pretty neat.
It's fun.
103.9985 mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but the news is our friend from the community today, Dr. Andy Reeves Green from the Rehab Therapy and Fitness Center and Outpatient Therapy Services and Fitness Facility all up there in Nashville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And they got the big Harvest Fest going on Halloween afternoon, 1 until 5, behind the facility, 4 acres out there, an outdoor event to raise money for cystic fibrosis, which is a great thing to do. And we were talking a little bit about the event, but let's talk, you know, get a little personal here. Talk about you. You grew up
right.
And went to Nashville High?
Yeah, born and raised. Mm-hmm. Graduated from Nashville in 08. Went to UCA. My undergrad is in athletic training, so sports medicine.
Okay.
Yeah, you see the people on the sidelines that run after. So then I got my doctorate in physical therapy. Moved out to Abilene, Texas, just on a whim. Found my husband, and 2.5 years later, we moved home.
Wow.
I love that story.
All the way out to Abilene, found her guy, and then came out.
I love that story.
Yes, Abilene, Texas. Oh, sunsets are pretty, but that's about it.
So was he from Arkansas originally?
No, he is from Abilene.
He is from Abilene. Mm-hmm. And you said, and y'all decided to come back this way.
Yes, and he runs the fitness center.
So oh, okay.
We work together.
This is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that.
This sounds like a movie almost. I moved to Abilene, found my man, we came back, and we're running a business. I
Hallmark.
Do this part of it, he does that.
Yeah, let's pitch it to Hallmark.
Well, that's great. That's it. And you went to UCA.
Mm-hmm.
Great
Go
college.
Bears.
Great college. Yeah. Great college. And I'm interested a little bit in this because my daughter is in high school right now.
Right.
And she's talking about wanting to be, not quite this, but I think it's like a pediatric physical therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay.
So, yeah, I work with kids birth to 99.
Okay. I was about to ask. Yeah. So everybody's in your range.
Yeah. Everybody's in our range.
Okay.
I'm more sports oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But with my clinic, we also have contracts everywhere. So I have the Nashville School District contract, so I do therapy for them.
Okay, yeah, that was my next question since you said that. I was going to go, are you helping them out at the high school?
Yeah, so we do physical therapy for the whole school system. And then also Nashville Nursing and Rehab, we also have that. So I see my kiddos, and then we go see nursing home patients.
Cool.
So it just ranges from literally birth to 99.
Do I need to have a referral to go to you?
In the state of Arkansas, we are direct access most of the time. It depends on your insurance, but 75% of the time, you do not have to have a prescription from your medical doctor that you see every day. You can walk in my clinic, call us, we can check your insurance, and you can come straight to physical therapy.
Yeah, like I tweaked my back, and okay.
So
that's nice.
More autonomous practice is what it's called. We're trying to branch out and be able to do things and diagnose people without that doctor's referral, just so it's easier for the patients.
Absolutely.
Convenient.
How's Grappers doing this year?
Hey, we are doing good.
good.
Last night I got home about 11:30 from Little Rock. We beat Joe T. Robinson, which is always fun for our junior high kids. And today's a big game.
Yeah.
So we play Robinson tonight the hill.
On the hill at home.
On the hill at home. So
why you get your hands up?
I guess we're talking about football?
Yes.
Okay. It's not baseball season.
She doesn't.
Fair
she's.
Enough.
She's not really
from here.
No, I was. I was gonna say she's not really that behind. She knows it's football, don't you?
I did not. Know
she
those
didn't.
Teams were football. It's like,
I was trying to be kind to her and say
Thank
she
you.
Was just joking or whatever.
Yeah,
yes, it's football.
I'm joking.
I mean, they do have volleyball going on right now,
right?
And a few other sports, but it wouldn't be baseball. It's not. It's too early for basketball.
Okay.
So it would be. Football.
So I deducted correctly.
You deducted correctly. Up on the hill tonight, so look for Nashville to win big.
Yes, please.
All right. Hang around with us, because coming up, we're going to kind of recap the big event on the Halloween afternoon. And you and Anna are going to play a game. Did you tell her she plays a game?
No, I never tell them.
Well, you're going to play a game.
We'll do good.
Okay.
And you will do good. It's not one of Anna's favorite games, but it's what's up there today. And more of the best of most country is something we love, and that's coming up next right here on The Pig. 103.998.5 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They are your local financial institution, and we like them a whole bunch. And it is time to play a game, by the way. Are you guys ready?
We are.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yes, we've
Let's
been studying
it.
All night.
Huh. Okay. I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
Okay. There was another one, but I'm going to do this one. You may like this one better than the normal one. I think the one today was the where you match the mouth thing.
Oh, that one's never
or something
fun.
Like that. Or, I don't know. Yeah. But we're going to do pumpkin trivia, okay?
Okay.
Don't look at the screen because it gives away the answer.
We never do.
Pumpkins were once recommended for, and I'm going to, it's multiple choice.
All right.
Pumpkins were once recommended for A, cleaning horses, B, treating acne, C, removing freckles and curing snake bites, and D, curing, well, impotence. I'm
so,
sorry.
It's so men out there, start eating your pumpkins.
Yeah, so what do you think it was once treated for?
My grandma always told me to rub pumpkin on because I used to have freckles. So I'm going to go with the freckles one.
Yeah, I might go with the acne one, but the snake bites sounds pretty good too.
Freckles aren't acne, are they?
No, freckles are okay. Not. But you both are right.
Okay.
Removing freckles and curing snake bites.
I don't think they did either.
Well, probably not. That's why they don't recommend it anymore. Some Indians, that would be Native Americans, use pumpkins as A, doormats, B, masks, C, birthing aids, and D, skin cream.
I am 30 weeks pregnant, so maybe I should invest in pumpkins for birthing aids.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you.
Okay, well, actually, they say doormats.
How can a pumpkin be a doormat? They're round and tall.
And
you trip. And you trip.
If you open them.
You know, I can't answer this question.
Maybe they opened it up flat and let it dry.
Yeah.
Okay, we sorted it out.
It's okay. It's okay. Native Americans use pumpkin seeds for A, medicine, B, facial masks, C, birth control, or D, false teeth. Pumpkin seeds.
It's a high nutrient, so I'm going to go with medicine.
I'll go along with you.
Okay, I didn't have to give you a hint. I was going to give you a hint, but I didn't have to because y'all are right. It's medicine.
All righty.
You guys are doing spectacular. One more, final one.
Okay.
Pumpkins originated in what country? Was that A, Cuba, B, Central America, which is not really a country, but C, Ecuador, or D, San Pedro? Where did pumpkins originate in? Cuba, Central America, Ecuador, or San Pedro?
I have no idea, but by the way you said it, I'm going to go with B because you said it's not really a country.
And I just drank a pumpkin spice latte. So
and stayed at a Holiday Inn Express the other day.
Central America.
All right, you're right. You're right. Y'all did well.
See, we know how to read you.
Yeah,
that was a fun game.
I kind of helped you out a little bit, but that's fine. All right, one more time, if you would, tell us about the big Harvest Fest on Halloween afternoon, all that's going to be going on, when, where, and all that.
Okay, October 31st, that's a Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m., starts at 1, goes till 5. Trunk or treating, costume contest, chili cook-off, all the chili you can eat for $5, you can't beat it. Cornhole tournaments, craft fair and boutique fairs, and all of it's mainly free. So come out and just have a good time and let's raise some money for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, and awareness.
$5 to taste the chili and that. Any other donations you want to give for cystic fibrosis, then it's going to be in that 4-acre field behind your facility there at
Rehab Specialist Therapy and Fitness.
There you go.
If they need to call you.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, 870-845-5600 or Facebook or Instagram.
And, of course, you said for those that might want to be thinking about having a booth in there or maybe doing a chili pot for the chili cook-off, you got till the 28th to make that decision.
Correct. Yeah, plenty of time, and most of it's free to enter. So
all right, there you go.
Perfect.
All right, sounds like a lot of fun. Great way
it's
to spend the Halloween afternoon. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank y'all.
We appreciate you, and I hope you have a great event for cystic fibrosis.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.